Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house on this first Sunday in December. We thank the Lord for bringing us through this year. In our calls to worship on Sunday mornings, we've been working our way through the book of Ruth, and we're in chapter 2. And I want us to read together verse 4. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered him, "The Lord bless thee." For the fifth time in this short little book, a town is referred to. It's the little town of Bethlehem. In chapter 1, it's mentioned 4 times. Here we see it mentioned again in chapter 2, and it'll be mentioned again in chapter 4. 6 times in a little book, 4 chapters long, the little town of Bethlehem is referred to. Population at this time, probably around 350 people. Now, we can't get Pea Ridge mentioned that many times in the Pensacola News Journal. All right? Now you think about that. 6 times in this little book, the tiny town of Bethlehem with no more than 350 people living in it is mentioned. Why? You might ask. God is establishing something here. He's establishing this little town in His Word. Because we're going to see later on in prophecy that in this town the Messiah would come. And from the family mentioned here in the little book of Ruth, the Messiah would come from this particular family. Now God always anchors our souls in His Word. You can always go back. In chapter 1, Bethlehem, Judah is mentioned twice. And then Bethlehem 2 more times. Here it says, Boaz came from Bethlehem. Now, why would that be important to report? That would be like me saying, my daughter Elizabeth went to Walmart in Pea Ridge. People would say, Todd, why in the world even mention Pea Ridge? But God is anchoring our hearts and minds to the testimony of the importance of this little town. That from this town the Messiah would come. So Boaz coming from Bethlehem and speaking to his reapers is important. It's important because remember, please, that Naomi and her husband left Bethlehem. The house of what? The bread. House of the bread. They left that to go to another place to try to find bread. Now there's irony mixed all in this little book. But I want to raise in your hearts and minds at this Christmas time the importance of the places that God emphasizes in His Word. The house of bread, the living bread, came from heaven. Manna from heaven came in the person of Jesus Christ to what little town? Named the house of bread? Bethlehem. That He might provide the bread of life to you and to me. And He is still providing this bread of life in the person of Jesus Christ. He's providing that to us today. And if you're here today without the Lord Jesus Christ, you need the bread of life. Don't run away from Bethlehem. You need to run to Bethlehem. That's the picture that's given here. Why tell us that Boaz came from Bethlehem? Because God wants us to know that Naomi's life will only be made right and Ruth's life will only be made right as they walk in the center of God's will, and God wanted them not in Moab, but where? Don't say just Judah. That's not enough. He wanted them in Bethlehem because there was her kinsman redeemer, the one that would make all things right. Folks, there's so much in this little book that anchor our souls to the truth that there are no small places with God, just right places. Amen? Be in the right place at the right time. I pray, one of my prayers has always been, Lord, I want to be, when Your trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ rise first, and we which are alive and remain are caught up to be with Him. I want to be in the right place at the right time. I don't want to be found in the wrong place. Why? Because I want to bring honor to my Lord in that moment, to not be caught doing something wrong or in some sin. I want to be found doing what's right. And Naomi and Ruth are now where? They're in the right place at the right time, and that's Bethlehem. God help us to see these important towns and cities in His Word, but also see the truth behind them.